How are you doing, Joe?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Joe, what have you learned in the 2 months with Cattell this year, just about the maintenance required from the left side versus the right side? Like, what kind of things he needs to do to get going from that left side?
The right side is definitely more natural, and I think if you just tally up the swings on each side, he swings more lefty, just because I think it's not quite as natural. I mean, in a very short answer, that's it. Like, just puts a little bit more work on the left side. Does a pretty good job for, he's very feel oriented, and not an overthinker by any means, in a good way. Very easy thing to do, so it's generally feel like, hey, let's work on an inside lane front hip type drill, curveball machine, broke that out recently, some more angle in the heaters, but definitely a little bit more maintenance. And I think it's just because the right handed one is, his right handed swing is elite, it's incredible, and his left handed swing is really good too. But I'd say the time spent on the left side is more. Obviously, there's more right-handed pitchers too. And outside of last night, they usually don't let him face the lefty.
Does he need to be a little more zoned in from the left side? Like, it seems like from the right side, he goes up there and is kind of in swing mode a lot more often. But it doesn't seem to matter too much because he just ends up squaring up balls so often.
Yeah.
Is the hot zone a little smaller on the left side?
Yeah, I'd say so. It's interesting because he can hit so much on the right side, and to be honest, I don't have any issue anytime he swings righty, because he'll hit it above the zone, below the zone, certainly when it's in the zone. Lefty definitely requires a little bit more stubbornness to what he wants, and I think sometimes when he has a bunch of righty at-bats, it can kind of carry over the aggressiveness, and not something that doesn't happen on a weekly basis to everybody, but certainly something that we pay attention to, kind of the swing and chase rates. As long as he's not chasing as much, we don't mind the swing. And he's shown an ability to take some tough pitches too, so I'd definitely say he's got to zone it in a little bit more on the left side versus the right side.
Seems like he's frequently willing to just kind of try to flip it into left field, especially when he's seeing some shift, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas he's looking to always drive the ball when he's batting right-handed. That's my impression.
Yeah, they're kind of two different swings. His righty swing I would put up there with anyone's right-handed swing. I'd put it up there with Trout's swing. And the left swing, it's a little bit more of a slasher, can still hit for power, but you'll see him take balls off the plate away and drive them right down the left field line. I know we've seen that a bunch the last few years. It's just a little bit different style. As much as he kind of looks the same roughly, just a different style of hitter. And I do think that the lefty approach, with that kind of slash and drive it the other way, poke it the other way, matches what he's doing on the left side, and the more aggressive slugger mentality matches his right-hand swing.
Is it common with switch hitters that the right-handed swing is the natural one, and the left-handed swing, just because it gets so much more work, is the one that you can kind of fall back on your natural swing, and then you get all the reps on the one that really need work on?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, because normally I would think a natural lefty would become a switch hitter, but I'd say it's pretty even. Cooper, for example, I don't think he could even tell you. Like, just the way he was raised, his parents are left-handed, he does everything kind of different hands. So he's kind of a different one where he's just a switch hitter. Herrera and Domo, I think they probably prefer their right sides more naturally, but like you said, they're going to hit left-handed far more often than right-handed. Definitely shows up in their work. Like, you have to take more swings lefty because you're doing it. which is a good thing for your right-handed swing sometimes. You're balancing everything out, and when you go over there, it's kind of it's easier mindset. It's kind of takes some pressure off. As far as more natural left or right, I'm not sure. Yeah, he's been working hard. We've brought a lot of different ideas to him, and he's been up for every single one of them. And he's done some really hard work, some high-end velo in the cage today. He saw pitches that were 100 miles an hour from 50 feet away. You know, might as well be 105 at that distance, and finds a way. And that's kind of what he's done all year to this point, and now he's not only finding a way, but hitting pitches in the upper half of the zone, lower half is where his strength is. But that pitch he turned around last night was a good pitch. It was a good fastball. And it's not something that was necessarily in his tool bag early in the year. But it is a credit to the work he's put in and the focus he's put into his work.
I know it's not sexy, but you know, a lot of guys facing the shift will attempt an occasional bunt to beat the shift and just get on base,
mm-hmm.
but it seems like they're not very good at it. They foul them off and then they got to give it up.
Yeah.
Is that something that maybe working a little bit more on bunting on high velocity
mm-hmm.
is required to help them overcome?
Yeah, so doing it off a machine at a slower speed is considerably different than doing it in a game, especially if you're not comfortable making that move and kind of putting your face and your body right in there. From what I've seen, a lot of the college kids are pretty good bunters. And I don't know if that's just where the college game is. Didn't play there, never coached there. Those are, like, Hager's really good bunter, did it a lot. Guy made a heck of a play on him the other day. But a lot of the high school kids, a lot of the younger guys coming over, it's just not a natural thing. And they've come up in an era where 5 years prior to this, nobody was really talking about it. And they were kind of talking about the opposite. So in a way, the game kind of took that skill set away from them, unfortunately. It's something where we do work on. We've had a couple sessions with our guys and still need to do more. It's got to be something that's comfortable. Otherwise, they're not going to do it. Especially with one strike where it seems like everyone's just vacating. You get a strike, they're gone. If you're not comfortable doing it, they're not going to do it, or it's going to be strike two. If they are, it's a hit. That's a 1,000 OPS, whatever.
I mean, never a priority to begin with, but is it even like further down the pole, given the fact that next year the shift is likely to be outlawed in the first place? You don't want to spend a lot of time on it for something that you
maybe
use it beyond this year?
Maybe. I think there's value in bunting, and even if it's runner on second, nobody out, and you're bunting for a hit, you get a hit or you move the runner, right? That's a valuable play, especially when you're turning the lineup over to Varsho, Marte, Rojas, Walker. So I think I guess coming up with the Cardinals, where they valued a lot of those things, it's ingrained in me. My dad had me bunt growing up, and I'd use it, you know, when we needed to use it. That's a good question with the shift kind of being banned. I'm not sure.
Hey, Joe, I'm Barry Bloom.
Hi, Barry.
The reading Paul O'Neill's book, which you might find interesting, and he was talking about, as a left-handed hitter, he grew up learning how to hit line drives
mm-hmm.
and hitting the ball all over the field. And especially against the shift, he would inside out and hit the ball to left field. Guys like DJ LeMay who did the same thing on the right side. So it's like it seems to me that what he was saying is that it's not easy for big league players to learn how to do that, to beat the shift. What's your opinion of it?
If it's not something you grew up doing or thinking about, it's tough to learn, especially at this level. And kind of what happens similar with the bunt, someone will give it a shot and they'll miss their pitch or they'll get jammed and they'll kind of write it off from that point. But it is one of those skills that you just kind of got to work through that. You got to work through, you know, a couple offers trying to shoot that hole But if you can, and I think in his era, I don't think the shift would have been around as much as it is, because I'm pretty sure guys would have taken their hit the other way, especially with guys in the scoring position. It's something we value here for sure, but it's a skill set that we're consciously working back into their games.
Sorry, I got one more question. Before you run out the door. Pavin Smith, you know, I think a lot of people worried about, is he going to develop power? You know, he showed basketball skills and on-base skills, batting average skills, prior to this year.
Yep.
And this year, the power is developing, but, you know, he's got a lot more swing and miss in the game, and the on-base skills haven't been quite what they were in the past. And that's always a big trade-off, right?
Like, yep.
Is a guy able to develop his power without giving up his other skills?
Yeah.
How far away do you think he is, and what has he got to do to kind of mesh the two?
I don't think he's far, to be honest with you. And I think he started working on a few different things in Chicago, pretty much right before his pinch hit homer there. And it's a little bit more aggressive move. I don't know if you can tell on TV or not, but it's a move that is allowing him to drive the ball more. And his feedback is actually that he's seeing the ball better. He's seeing off-speed pitches better. And I think with that combination, it's coming sooner than later. Even some of his outs recently, they've been 2-2, 3-2, long at-bats where he might have had an 0-for-4 or 1-for-4 day and saw 25, 30 pitches. So, you know, we talked earlier this season about our team seeing pitches and how generally that leads to runs. I think that's kind of where he's at. Like, it's on the way. All the signs are there that it's coming. And knowing him when he was first drafted to now, I think it's something that he continues to grow with this season. I don't think it's something we necessarily have to wait for next season or the season after that. I think he'll be better next season and the season after that, but the combination of those two things, I think we'll see sooner than later.
You done, Jeff? Yep.
Sorry. Cool.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks,
guys. Thank
you.
Yep.
Yeah.
No apologies.
Yeah.
Very nice meeting you.
I appreciate you.